thewellnesscouch.com, streaming wellness into your lives. Download the app today.
TheWellnessCouch.com, streaming wellness into your lives.
Welcome to 100 Not Out, featuring your hosts, Dr. Damien Kristoff and Marcus Pierce.
Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. Welcome to 100 Not Out, a weekly show dedicated to helping you master the art of aging well. Marcus Pierce here with you, and as always, I am here with my brother from another mother. He is the BFAM, the number one wellness and longevity expert on the planet, Dr. Damien Kristoff. How are you, brother?
Hello, Piercy. Hello, what did you call me? The BFAM.
BFAM. Brother,
brother from another mother.
See, my kids are all into, you know, BFF, LOL, and then I can't put in the LMFAO because Sarah will punch me in the face, or PMSL. That wouldn't go down well at the dinner table either. But
RAFL.
BFAM doesn't roll off the tongue, but
BFAM.
I don't care.
I like
You're
BFAM.
My BFAM. That's okay. I don't give a stuff what anyone else thinks. But we...
D-gas.
What?
Don't
what?
Give a stuff. Yeah.
I de-gas what you think about my view of my BFAM.
We could do a whole podcast in acronyms. How bad would that be?
This would be right up your alley. Now, last, you could do a whole, can you make a full list? You'd make up so many awesome ones. Last week, our guest, Jane McCann, had a cracking Instagram one-liner, AIA, aging is amazing. And it's ruffled the feathers of a few people because society is pretty much DNF. They are in the do not finish life phase where they just disqualify themselves.
DNQ.
DNQ.
Yeah.
From aging gracefully.
Yeah.
Because they have incredibly poor self-esteem. What's that?
Fag.
What's
from
F-A-G?
Aging gracefully. Right. Yeah. That's, dude, you say it. You said it.
Oh, I said nothing. You said something from aging gracefully.
You said from aging gracefully.
This is going left of center so quickly. Yeah. So we thought it was a really good conversation to have about, is aging amazing? Because a lot of people are still really negative around getting older. And we have a podcast, what we like to refer to as our baby brother podcast, called Before the Dip. They've only been going for a little while.
Mazza
and Ravi.
Just starting out.
And they were having a chat about what we thought about getting older. And we've just had a chat about with Jane McCann, what she thinks about getting older. So, Damo, you are in touch with society a lot more than I am. I'm in my office a lot of the time here at home with my four little bambinos and Sebear. What are you noticing at Vita Lifestyles in Sandringham, Melbourne? What is the temperature check on aging and the self-esteem around getting older as we speak right now?
It's a funny little thing. It's a funny little thing because, as you know, Trudy, she finished up at Vita recently and she was the same age, 50, actually a little bit older than me, 50 and a bit. And when she finished up, I then became the oldest practice team member. And that, you know, I feel like I'm a little bit in the spotlight, you know. And it used to be Trudy in the spotlight in that regard. So there's been lots of chat about it. So we talk a lot about, you know, not necessarily always what you look like, but what you're able to continue to do. And so I reflect a lot when I see my practice members. I wonder what they're able to still do. Can they still squat? Can they still lunge? Are they stretching? Have they got flexibility? Are they suffering with, you know, any aches and pains, or are they still as vital as what they would otherwise have been 10 years ago? So all those sorts of things come up for me. The other day, a little shout out to Tully. Tully said to Amy, how old are you? And Amy told her age. And Amy said, and Tully said, oh, you only look 25. And so that was pretty nice. And then Tully said to Amy, how old's Damo? And she said, oh, he's 40, and Tully goes, he looks 50. And I was like, it's like, oh, far out, Tully. That's pretty rough. You know, what does that mean? And anyway, it's taking me a little bit to get over that. That's almost as bad as not being invited to play golf by my mate DJ. And so I was like, well, maybe I'm starting to look my age. I've never looked my age.
Oh, Tully has got you second guessing your longevity adventure.
This is like when my mates playing golf started to call me snacks. I can't do anything about me aging. I could do something about my snacks, but I couldn't do anything about my aging. So,
I don't get it. Why are you called snacks?
Well, I was having a day out. I was playing really good golf, and Biscuit, my mate, came up to me and he said, "Are you okay, DK?" And I said, "Why?" He said, "Oh, it just looks like you've put on a few extra, you know, kilos." And I said, "What do you mean?" He goes, "I reckon you've put on a bit of weight."
No.
And I said, "Are you serious?" He goes, "Yeah, I think I'm going to call you Snacks from now on." So they started calling me Snacks. And as it turns out, it was only to get in my head so that I would not play well for the rest of the day. Well, and that worked. So it's taken me a long time to kind of get through that. I've lost 3.5 kilos in the interim. I've now worked out that they were only joking.
They were mind games.
So you are so coachable.
You are so easy to get in the head off.
100%. I've got a very fragile little brain in there, you know, like very fragile. So there's so many things that are going through my mind.
My gosh, Tully and Biscuit are the stars of the show here. They have got in your head.
Got me. Yeah, they got me. Both of them have got me. So anyway, I'm working my way through that. But there's a few things that I am committed to doing because people 10 years younger than me said to me at one point, "You've got to keep doing this, otherwise you're gonna age fast." So my mate Yoey, and Yoey's now living at our place for a few months.
We'll talk about that after it's all done.
We'll see how we go. I'm sure it'll be fine. We've got the kids here. They'll keep it all spirited, which would be terrific. It should be unbelievably good.
It literally looks like there's an ironing board behind your body keeping the door shut so that if any young kids dare open that door. That's what it looks like from here.
Really?
I've employed that trick with my office here a few times. I just have to lock it up against the door.
He said, "You've got to keep squatting. You've got to be able to put your shoes on while you're squatting." Mm-hmm. So now I put my shoes on while I'm squatting. So I get down into a full squat, put my shoes on. And that's difficult because to balance on one leg for even a split second in a squat and then put your shoes on.
Your hamstrings are pretty tight too. Your squats.
My calf muscles. Yeah. I know. So I can't do a squat like, you know, our Southeast Asian counterparts can. I can't do that sort of thing. So I get down there and I'm rocking forward on my toes. So I'm kind of squatting on my toes on one foot, putting a shoe on because I don't want my knees to kind of give out. So anyway, I'm doing
producer
little things.
Producer Min's trying to fix you here. She's doing the thing that we love. You're being solved mid-show. She's like functional movement. Dr. Damien Christoph, have you ever heard of functional movement?
FM. I have a lot of it.
Min, beware your boundaries here. You're going into fix mode. This is getting awkward.
Listen, don't fix. Listen, don't fix. Have you heard that before, Min? Listen, don't
so this
fix.
This is as funny as this is, how fragile your
brain is.
Your heart and soul is.
Yeah,
it does bring up the conversation, which is because I a cycle of 7 years younger than you, but I definitely look to you as a mentor or a vision for 50. Like, I am really big on this because I'm constantly telling people that 70.9 statistically is the very, very, very severe cliff of morbidity in Australia. And it doesn't start at 70.9. It starts a hell of a lot earlier than that. And for a lot of people, it's in their 30s and 40s when they begin to be too busy to exercise, too busy to socialize, working to pay the bills without any view of fulfillment and enjoyment and so on. And so these little things, which are big things like being able to put your shoes on whilst you're actually doing a squat or being able to be flexible, have that physical strength, they are important. And clearly, you are thinking about this more and more. And I would only say that because if 10 years ago, someone called you Biscuit, or snack, sorry, on the golf course, yeah. I'm going to put $5 on that you probably wouldn't care. Is care the word? Like, this feels to me like it's more a part of your self-talk now at 50 than it would have been at 40, even though we started a podcast because you were scared of turning 40.
I've always been super fragile. So like open to suggestion. If I'm batting and someone says, I was batting in cricket, it was easy to get me out. There was something that would make me think. I was superstitious. Like I had to tap my bat past the crease at the end of the over. Otherwise, I knew the next ball I was going to get bowled middle peg.
Well, Steve Smith is exactly the same as you then.
What's that?
Steve Smith is the same as you. He has about, we'll have to be a cricket podcast for a minute. He has about 27 little fidgety movements he has to make before he faces the next ball. So,
yeah.
But so do you think though, because again, without pissing in your pocket, I think a lot of people would see you as a really good mentor and vision for aging gracefully. You've got a great level of physical health, quality of life. You've mastered so many things, as we've said before. You've ikareered your life. You've got work life. You've got social life. You've got golf. You've got family. You've got friends. Like you work hard at your life design. But at the same time, you said just then you're quite open to suggestion. Do you think also, though, that you may use that as a bit of a superpower? Like you've gone and lost 3.5 kilos. You're hitting the golf ball better than you ever have. And it's actually kind of pushed you into a new level of performance. Like it's not the worst outcome. You're not sitting down, eating a bag of chips, drinking a can of Coke, putting on the kilos. You're actually using it as a bit of a, what's the word?
Motivation.
Yeah. So would that be true as well?
Yeah. You know, probably, I mean, if we go back to last week's podcast talking to Jane, you know, she took things, you know, very seriously. When she made a decision, she just made it happen. You know, she made shift happen, which is the same as kind of where my mindset would be these days. I'm more inclined to, you know, make a decision and then just make that happen. Mm. I'm probably not as likely to go on a crazy, I don't know, juice detox or something, you know, I shouldn't say crazy because some of them are really good, but I wouldn't do a juice detox just to go and lose a few kilos. Like I've altered my lifestyle to still achieve that. That doesn't mean I don't have my mochis. It doesn't mean that I don't have my little drumstick from time to time. Or when I get home from golf, it doesn't mean that I don't enjoy a nice ginger beer. Like I'll still do those sorts of things, but I'm finding ways that I can be a bit more careful, you know, so I'm making different decisions. So it's not a full wholesale clean out that I've got to go and rejig everything. It's just kind of, you know, little refinements, little tweaks.
Another question, word on the street. I'm guessing people don't come in and say, hey, Damo, for me, aging is not amazing. But if you actually looked at people, and maybe you can just talk of the people that do say that, what do you observe, again, not judgy-judgy, but in your observation, what are people missing at the moment that is having an impact / preventing them from enjoying the experience of aging? What are you finding most people are not putting in the puzzle of life that is not allowing them to enjoy the aging process?
Oh, wow. I mean, that's a great question. I don't know if it's just I don't think it's just one thing. I think a lot of people subscribe to the ache and pain issue. And so as they feel an ache and pain, then an activity then stops. So instead of trying to find a way around it, I don't believe anybody should be in pain these days. Like I honestly don't believe that anybody should be experiencing any kind of biomechanical joint pain or, you know, whatever, because there's so many solutions around these days. And I don't think that anybody should be suffering from metabolic disease, which is going to accelerate the aging process. There's just no need for it anymore because it's so easy to get on top of this stuff. Like it's basic. So there's a few health concerns and a few health issues that I think are simple to manage and easy to get on top of. And I think that when some people are diagnosed with it, instead of changing maybe lifestyle, which, you know, essentially most of this is lifestyle related, instead of, you know, altering their lifestyle to fix these things, they might opt for an easy fix, which would be the pill. It'll be a tablet. It'll be a drug. And so they're taking an easy route, which, of course, that's the cascade of intervention, and that's a slippery slope.
This brings up a perfect nostalgic moment when you talk about aches and pains. A couple of things. Most of the people that we've interviewed would always say exactly that you've just said. They would, I don't want to say push on and forge on, but they would never let the aches and pains become their reason for not doing something. So perfect example, massive shout out to 100 Not Out alumni, Bill Stevens, who is a personal trainer in Melbourne.
How good
who
is that?
Worked and he featured on 100 Not Out. I have to find the episode.
Ages
in 2017, 7 years ago.
Was it?
And producer Min sent us a Channel 9 news story.
Yeah.
As a guest suggestion, Bill Stevens, because at 95 years young, the story started with 95 Not Out, Bill Stevens. I'm like, oh, they listened to our podcast and stole our line.
They did. They searched it.
Bill Stevens is still working as a water aerobics fitness instructor, but he doesn't run. He used to run. I could get this wrong.
Yeah, he used to run. He doesn't run anymore.
But now he's not running, but he's still walking 5Ks every day. And he's teaching water aerobics and they can't stop him. And he loves his life. So he hasn't said, you know, it hurts to run, so I'll just stop, moving.
I'll sit
down. He's just adjusted accordingly.
Yeah.
And I think it's just so important to adjust accordingly. And to your point, like you say, people are using their aches and pains as a reason to stop. And that, for me, is the saddest observation in humanity as they get older, is the one or two things becoming the reason why they can't do something, because what they forget in the process of not doing that, they then subliminally give themselves permission to stop doing so many other things.
To wither away.
Catching up with friends, or to watch more TV, or to not bend down to get in the garden, or to not walk up a hill or down a hill, because all of a sudden these aches and pains dominate more parts of their lifestyle than they ever considered. It's a bit like a sore thumb or cutting your little finger. You realize how often you use your little finger. But for some people, sadly, they use that one thing as the age-appropriate, socially acceptable, this is the reason why I can't do it now. And that is sadly when for those people, aging is not amazing, because they, sounds brutal, but they've bought into the lie that it can't be. And anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I would definitely agree with you. And then if I think about, you know, I think the thing also that stops people from forging ahead is mental health, to be honest with you. I honestly believe that as a legitimate pandemic is probably our major
concern. As opposed
concern.
To the other illegitimate pandemic.
I didn't say it. I didn't say it. This is a legitimate pandemic.
You don't want one of those misinformation labels on Spotify. I'm probably doing it right now by using these words.
You said pandemic and legitimate. the whole mental health thing, I was chatting with somebody the other day who, because of mental health, is blocked and can't take the next step, which would be to join a club in order to become fit. Mm-hmm. But acknowledge that when X, Y, Z happened, that he was no longer able to do the things that he needed to do. And so as a result of those events occurring, he now finds himself in this space. And this space is the space he doesn't want to be in. And in order to get out of that, he's paralyzed. He's not able to make the decision. The one little step to then allowing freedom, it's like picking the key up from underneath the padlock and sticking that key in the padlock to twist it to open the gate to get out of the jail. He just couldn't pick the key up. And is just absolutely paralyzed by mental health. So I think that's a big deal. And, you know, I reflected all day after I had this conversation with this guy about this situation, and thought, would this be the case in Icaria or Sardinia where there's no secrets, where they just talk to each other and they fill each other in so that everybody can lift them up? You know, I think about that a lot. I wonder whether or not those sorts of issues would take place in those small communities.
Well, I feel like literally you are reading my mind, because I have just been bringing up the attendee list for Icaria and Sardinia, because I want to share a little story for people that are challenged by this conversation around, do you feel like aging is amazing? And if you don't, and if you feel like you really want to, maybe one of the best things that you could do is consider joining us, yes, on the other side of the planet, to have the major epiphanies by way of overloading stimulation of how many people find aging amazing in Icaria and Sardinia. And I'll tell you this because I was just thinking of some notes that I'd been making on attendees. And Damo, you won't know this. I have got notes here on some of the people coming. We have a 70th birthday, a 56th birthday, a 56th birthday, a 30th year wedding anniversary, another 70th birthday, and another 56th birthday. So I think that's 3 56s, 2 70s, and a 30 year wedding anniversary. And for me,
it's that.
This is like, and they're just the notes that I've taken. There are so many other things there. And this is because at certain phases of life, we recognize that, one, we're closer to the end than the beginning, but we also recognize that in the end, living in Australia, that end is very long. Like, we're not living in a developing nation where we're gone by 45, 55, 65. Like, we are going to live, for most of us, we live 15 years beyond our life expectancy. Anyone in their 80s right now had a life expectancy of their mid to late 60s. And so this is something that we are beginning to really embrace, which is why our podcast, dare I say it, is becoming more mainstream, because it's not so edgy to talk about aging anymore. If you don't have the confidence that aging is amazing, perhaps one of the wisest things you could do is join us, whether it's this year or another year, in Icaria and or Sardinia, because in these cultures, there is no other option but for aging to be amazing. There is no other cultural situation other than an incredible way to live life and to get older. There is no poor self-esteem around getting older. And we think it's normal in Australia to say that you're over the hill and it's all downhill from here and aging isn't amazing. There are cultures that would never even have words to describe aging in a negative sense. And so if that is really getting some of our listeners and they want to join us, then all the details are at 100notout.com. We're in Icaria in August. We're in Sardinia, September 1 to 10. You can check out everything there, the dates, the prices, the details, everything that goes with it. But that might be a way for people to have a real experience around aging gracefully.
Yeah, totally. I'm not sure if that was a question or if that was just
no, that wasn't a question. That was just okay. A natural end for you to go, yeah, great call, PC. Well done.
Great call, PC. Awesome. I love it. Yeah. Come along. Actually, a little shout out to Greg and Rita, who decided the other day to come along with us, which I'm very excited about. And
Greg there's no golf in the 10 days?
So he's found a golf course in Sardinia and he's actually bringing his golf clubs. So I don't know where he's going to leave them because they're going to not fit on the bus. So anyway, he has found golf in Sardinia.
I was joking that. And you're serious. Oh my gosh.
We spoke about it. But what got them across the line, we've spoken about it, was that we'll be drinking wine, having processed meat and eating heaps of cheese. And so they were like, yes, we'll be there. And so they were pretty happy with that.
And I will say that all dietaries are considered and what's the word? Considered is not the word. Looked after.
You don't have to have the processed meat. Oh, the reason why I said that is because we're not going on a vegan detox carnivore experience. We're eating all foods as the centenarians eat all food. That's what we're going to be doing.
And it's not a silent meditative retreat either. It's loud. It's interrupting. Damo hates it. He punches me every hour at the table as I interrupt, sit at the head of the table, dominate, ask questions. Damo makes sure that everyone is looked after. And I'm completely selfish and don't think about people the same way that Damo does, which is why we're a great team.
I sit at the other end of the table and make sure everyone else is fed while Marcus is eating before everyone else is eating. So don't worry about everyone. I will take care of you. And Piercy will be the entertainment, guaranteed.
I'll just look after the details.
You know what they're asking though, Piercy? The people are asking for conversation at the end of the day. So people want to be able to summarize it. And so
I think it's very important.
I think it's really important.
Yep, absolutely. All right. We're going to wrap because we could talk about this stuff all day long. Folks, if you haven't actually cottoned on, Damo and I believe that aging is amazing. The question is, are you prepared to be on this bus with us? If you're listening to this podcast, we tend to think you're on the bus. Mm. And if you have people in your life that are not on the Aging is Amazing bus, then please send them the 100 Not Out links. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you consume, or on YouTube, or on the socials. We are Eddie everywhere. Damo, thank you for your wisdom and your insights as always. And thank you for leading the charge in our little team, as again, you're a little bit older than I am. Thank you for sharing the insights of your Aging is Amazing life. And until next time, may the rest of your life be the best of your life.
Bye for now.
This has been a production of TheWellnessCouch.com. Check us out on Facebook and join in the conversation on Facebook.com/TheWellnessCouch. Subscribe to each show on iTunes and check us out on Twitter. The Wellness Couch, streaming wellness into your lives.
Whilst the Wellness Couch presenter endeavor to provide accurate and helpful information to their listeners, these podcasts cannot take into account individual circumstances and are not intended to be a substitute for health and medical advice from a qualified health professional. You should always seek the advice of a qualified health professional before acting on any of the information provided by any of the Wellness Couch podcasts.